One of Sault Ste. Marie's historical landmarks is standing no more. According to the Chippewa County Historical Society, the building located on the corner of Johnston Street and Portage Avenue was built sometime in the 1880s. It was leveled, today, 140 years later. First known as the New Bay City House, then was changed to the Hickler House. Most recently, it was the Harbor House with the Happy Hideaway Bar nestled in the lower level. But to locals, it will always be the bomb shelter, with many fond memories. Tim Ellis, lifelong Sault Ste. Marie resident, co-founder of the Upper Peninsula Paranormal Society, and owner of Eagle Radio 95.1 FM, frequented the establishment. Wonderful memories of the bomb shelter, also known as the Happy Hideaway. I spent many times running back and forth from the Puller Stadium between periods of hockey games, having a barley pop or two, before bundling up and running back over to catch the rest of the game. Then of course heading back over when the game was done for the night. Plus, there were countless nights of watching Annie's George play live, sitting at a table full of friends, Ellis said. While he will never forget those memories, there is one that tops them all. The best memory I have of the bomb shelter was having my team and I, the Upper Peninsula Paranormal Research Society, be called in by the owners to investigate the multitude of reported unexplained happenings in the building, from workers and patrons. Let's just say there were a lot more than just bottled spirits in that building, he expressed. The building was on the real estate market for years. There was very little interest. The longer it sat unused, the more dilapidated it became. Then in June 2023, Famous Property Development, LLC, purchased the property. After the new buyers looked over the building, it was deemed beyond repair and unsafe. We explored all options for the structure, including renovation. Unfortunately, our assessment revealed far too much damage and significant safety concerns, said Famous General Manager Scott Labonte. We look forward to developing the property in a way that will add value to our community. The building was listed on the Michigan State Historic Register.